Parshas Kisisa starts with the Pasha, which we're going to lay in a few weeks, Al Pasha Shkolim. The Pasha that says that people that Am Yisrael, the male of Am Yisrael, have to give each one a Machtis HaShekel every year, which was used for the Karbonis Tzibur. It was used in the Karbonis. Now, the Gemara tells us, says Shkolim, that women don't bring Machtis HaShekel. Only men give Machtis HaShekel, but not women. It's a chiyuv in men and not a woman. Rav Kiva Eiger, famously, in Siman Tes, in the Shilas, brings up Psalmim Rosh, and he says that according to that, if women don't give Machtis HaShekel, meaning that women don't have to participate in the korbanos of the tzibur, so imele, they are not obligated to daven, the davening which is associated with filah tzibur, meaning musaf. Why? Shachis b'chamayiv, we know there's two reasons why we bring shachis b'chamayiv. We say shachis b'chamayiv, either because keneged tmidim, or because avos tikrum, the avos hakadoshim did it. So women have chiyuv to daven because of that. But musaf is because of korban tzibur. Women are not participating in korban tzibur, so women are not obligated to daven musaf. That's what Kiyager brings. By the way, who's the Kiyager quoting? He's quoting the Psalmim Rosh. And this is a very fascinating thing. It's a start topic, but just to bring it up, because the Sharlu Meshiv speaks about it over here, when he speaks about this topic. Who is the Psalmim Rosh? So the one who printed the Psalmim Rosh was the son of the Chida. And he claimed that the Psalmim Rosh is Chuvis, is really Torah from the Rosh, the Rishon, the Rosh, the father of the Torah. That's what he called the Psalmim Rosh. Out to the Rosh. But then many Achorim disputed and said that it's a forgery. It's not really the Rosh. Later? The Shaila is it later, or it just was made up? You know, it's like a Mamash a late Achorim. Big discussion in the Poiskim, you know, the here and there, bringing different quotes. Chasam Sofer very famously wrote that instead of calling it Kisvei HaRosh, on this Savior called it Kisvei HaRosh. Lashon Kazav, Lashon Lai. So this, why bring it? This is, by the way, with Kiva Eger is quoting the Psalm Rosh. So there's a little bit of a scumma to the Psalm Rosh, you see Kiva Eger is quoting him.
Yeah, but it could be still not.
It could be still not, but at least Kiva Eger holds of him. So that's a little bit, just goes to the discussion. The Sharlu Meshiv quotes the Psalm Rosh on this topic, Musaf, and he says, by the way, Psalm Rosh, you cannot rely on that. So that's why it fits over here to mention who is the Psalm Rosh. But the Meshiv Kiyager starts with that. He starts that the idea is that women are potter from Musaf. They don't have to daven Musaf because they have no shaykhis to Korban Tzibur. So the Achronim bring two big questions on Rikki Veger. There's many that spoke about it. The Zechi Yitzchak and the Beis Yitzchak, you know, and many others. One of them is the one famous one, brings it, the Kiyosaki quotes him, is the Amudei Or. The Amudei Or is Rav Chil Heller, was a big guy in Lita, who was nifted at a very young age. And one of his Sfarim, which considered to be the Goinis, they really present as Goinis, was Amudei Or. And Amudei Or brings two questions on Rikki Veger. Question number one, he brings the Gemara that says in Zvachim that there's no way you could change a Korban Tzibur to be Shaloi L'Shem Baile. You know, in Korbanis, you could change the owner in your mind. The Kohen, if he thinks about the wrong owner, he ruins the Korban. But Korban Tzibur, there's no wrong owner because everybody's the owner. Every individual is an owner. There in Zvachim, he mentioned, what about a Goy? A Goy is not part of Klai Yisrael. It's not associated with it. Ask them who they are, but if women are not shy at the Korban Tzibur, you're able to do that the Korban will not be Hashem's owner. Because if you think for a woman is not an owner of a Korban. So it's not associated at all? So L'chura, what you're referring to is really what the answer that Korban said. The Sanger brings this answer. He says, Pasha says, no. Why is a woman not like a Goy? Because a woman, of course, is shy to the Korban. She's not obligated to bring the Korban. But once you bring the Korban applies to her as well. She doesn't have any chiyuv to bring the Korban on her own. But if you have a Korban, the Korban will go for her as well. So therefore, there's not such a big shiloh that she is the owner. She's not the owner obligated to bring it, but she's the owner a similar one that was brought down, Kachim Mikufyam. Once you have an owner, she comes around.
Could she have given the Machzor Shekel if she wanted to?
She says she could, maybe, if she gives us a present, not directly. She can't give it directly. It has to be a helik. Right.
She's not, so
he was saying, is she obligated? She has no obligation. Right now, she's obligated. I want to get sued. What happens if she's, if she, could she do it if she wants to? But question right now, she's obligated. She has no obligation according to that. But then what the Ari brings another question. Second Shaila is that women are not the only ones who don't be Matzah Shekel. It's brought down that Kohanim also don't be Matzah Shekel. The Tanis of Menachah says that also Levim don't be Matzah Shekel. So Kohanim and Levim are not checked to Musaf. They're not obligated to do Musaf. The only one wants to bring a Raya off there. Shub and Levi was a Levi, did that in Musaf. He wants to say that you bring a Raya, but without that, it's very hard to say that a Kohen and a Levi are not obligated to have a Musaf. It's very hard to say it. So according, if you say Machzah the Shekel depends, makes you the Shaykh to Musaf, what are you going to say about a Kohen and a Levi? That's how the Mudeo asks. So here, the Kilas Yaakov answers, and really I saw that brought down, there's a Sefer called I think Tevas Noach. Shuvas Tevas Noach. Or Mein Noach. Shuvas Mein Noach. It says a very similar answer. So the Pshat is like this. The reason, there's not really a Shaila. A Kohen and a Levi are obligated to bring a Korban. They're not obligated to bring a Machzor Shekel for the Korban. Machzor Shekel means you have a certain amount, there's a certain, you know, campaign that you're going on and say to the Tzibur, you need to bring the money to the Tzibur. Is a Kohen have to bring it as well? It doesn't have to bring the Korban. He's just not obligated to give that money that goes to that carbon. Ma'inef kemina. So the way that Minoyach says it is, what the Kohen and Levi, the fact that they work at Beis Hamikdash, that itself gives them the right in the carbon. The Kilas Yaakov says, the Kohen will be, what happens if the Kohen owns an animal, and that's the only animal available for a carbon? They can't find any other animal. Does he have to give the animal to Beis Hamikdash? So Kilas Yaakov says, Bisvara, yes. Of course the Kohen and Levi have to do it. They have to participate in the carbon. They don't have to give back to the shekel, but they have an obligation that the korban will happen. So a Kohen and Levi does have obligation to bring the korban. Just they don't have to give back to the shekel. What about a woman? So here the Kesakov sends to the Tzlach. The Tzlach says something a little different than Kivayger. He says, what is the reason a woman is not obligated to daven musaf? It's because a woman is not chayev in mitzvahs eses shazman grom. She doesn't have to do mitzvahs that depend on time. So every davening depends on time. So that the Gemara Brochus already mentions, that davening is rachmininu. Rachmin means you have to daven rachmin to kushbochu. You ask you a bakash or kushbochu. So therefore, they're obligated to do it. That's only regular davening. Most of it is not. So most of it goes back to the mitzvah de shazban groma. Says the tzlach, if it's mitzvah de shazban groma, they're not obligated to do it. Says the Kesiakev, if Kveikir agrees with that. So a woman is not obligated in the musafim because of mitzvah de shazban groma. So they don't have the obligation that Kohen and Levi has just to be part of a korban tzibur. They don't have it. Elama, if they would be obligated to give a shekel, so you'd say the shekel makes them associate with a korban. So that's what Kegel means to say. For mitzad be a korban tzibur, they're not part of the korban tzibur because what? Mitzvah says it's my grandma. They're not korban tzibur. Hi, maybe they have to give machzor a shekel, that makes them an owner. They don't have to give machzor a shekel. So any way you look at it, a woman is not shaykh to that mitzvah. So what Kivayeg is really mechadish is, Kivayeg is also based on the fact that a woman is not chayav in the shkolim. They're not chayav in shkolim. So therefore, they're not part of the korban because of the shkolim part. Now maybe they'll be part of the mitzvah because of something else. So there, the tzlach and Kivayeg are combined together because mitzvah is the shazman korma. Mitzvah is the shazman korma, the woman is not obligated. So even though they maybe don't have a shekel, maybe they have a different way to connect it, they don't have it because the mitzvah is the shazman korma, they're not obligated to daven musaf. That's how Kivayeg puts together. Now according to this, comes another one. That a woman has a ptur because it's mitzvah esther shazman grola. Right? That's the ptur. So this opens up a big shaila. Can a woman take upon herself mitzvah esther shazman grola? She's not obligated to do. So the machlok is to be shayni. The Rambam against Tosis. Can a woman, for example, if a woman wants to do, it starts with the shaila, can a woman do the mitzvah if she wants to? Can she blow shofar? Could she, which has to do with the Dafyami now, she blew shofar in Shabbos and that, on Yom Tov and that. Or could she take a lulav? So even though we pass, a woman could do it if she wants to, but the Shaila is, could she say the bracha? So the Rama paskens, the woman cannot do the bracha. And Tosfos paskens, he could do the bracha. And it comes out to be a machlokes between the Shulchan and the Rama, between the Sfaradim and the Ashkenazim. The Sfaradim, the woman do not do brachas. And the Ashkenazim do it. So he made it like this. According to the Ashkenazim, even though a woman is not obligated to do something, she can take it upon herself. She can do brachas even though she's not obligated to do it. So therefore, even though a woman is not obligated to do musa because it's a mitzvah shezman grama, kurtet tzach, or kurtet kveiga, a libra kles yankif, mitzvah shezman grama is the reason she's not associated with it, but if she wants to take it upon herself, she could. But what happens according to the Rambam, according to Shulchan Aruch, according to the Sfaradim, that a woman cannot do a bracha, can she say musa or not? Could she do it or not if she wants to? Could she do a nedava to do a musaf or not? So here comes the tzlach himself, the Noi de Biyudo. He says yes. Why? Because the reason why a woman cannot do a bracha, according to the Rambam, is because she can't say vitzivanu. Shekhi shalom mitzvah. So vitzivanu, I don't have a tzivu to do it. The seder. But if here, but musaf, you're not saying vitzivanu. So if she wants it, she can do it. That's what tzlach says. But Ravadi Yosef and Yabi Omer, he comes to argue, he brings all the rise to it, and he wants to say that no, even without Vitzivanu, you cannot do a bracha that you're not obligated to do according to the Rambam. And if he passes that a Sfaradi cannot, a Sfaradi woman should not daven Musaf. So if she's already knowing daven Musaf, he says, so the Sfaik Sveika, maybe Allah is like the Rishayim that all that you could take upon yourself something you're not obligated to do. And even if not, maybe you have the tzlach to say that not, you don't say tzivanu. But a woman that never had that minug, she should not do, she not, is not allowed to have a musaf. The Mishneh Berurah brings the tzlach that a woman is not allowed to do a musaf. And he ends by bringing, he's quoting, he says, B'sevim mogim giborim posik d'chayofis. Mogim giborim says chayofis. Mogim giborim has a whole cheshben that based on Yerushalmi, that musaf also started before musaf turned to be what it is today. It started to be Yudchet Brachas, which is a Rachme too. It's also a Rachamim. So women are associated with it. The Sherlu Meshi brings another reason. This is a big Kiddush. It says the reason why a woman is obligated to do Musaf is because a woman is obligated in Kiddush Hayom. She has to do Kiddush. In other words, she's associated with the Kiddush of Shabbos. Anything that's connected to the Kiddush of Shabbos, a woman is obligated to do. That includes Kiddush, and that includes Musaf as well. Musaf of Shabbos, Musaf of Yom Tev, has to do with the Kiddush of that day. Mekadesh HaShabbos. Mekadesh Yom, Mekadesh HaZmanim. So therefore, a woman is obligated to do it. That's a different reason. According to that comes out that maybe Rosh Chodesh maybe will be different. Not sure. A woman does have associated with Rosh Chodesh, but she has associated with the Kiddush of we don't find the Kiddush of Kiddush we find by a woman by Shabbos Yom Tev. We don't find the Rosh Chodesh. So something to think about. Amai Sarabadi Yosef himself as well brings the Shalom Meshiv and he argues, he brings him several riots. That we don't say that in other things except Kiddush. The Lamaisa, Shalom Eishah brings that as obligation. So we'll conclude the Lamaisa, what happens with woman in Musaf. The Mishneh Berurah brings the Shitas, the Mogen Giboyrim, and we have the Shalom Eishah, and others that all the woman is obligated to have in Musaf. Many Achronim hold the woman is not obligated to have in Musaf, the Kutzer Kiv Eger, and the Tzlach, and others that say that either she is not part of a Shkolim, like this week's Parashah, or it's a mitzvah she has not grown on the first potter. But as the tzach concludes, if she wants to take it upon herself, for an Ashkenazi, it should not be a problem. For a Sfaradi, it's a discussion, if she can take it upon herself or not. And her father Yosef asking that a woman, a Sfaradi woman, she is not allowed to daven musaf, even if she wants to.
In Kibbutz Rosh Hashanah, they go in shul, they won't daven.
Oh, so the shayla is, maybe Yom Nirayim is different, because maybe Yom Nirayim is rachme. That's... They bring that svar that Yom Nirayim is different than Shabbos Yom Tov. Yeah, well, daven now maybe Yom Nirayim is different because then it's a rachmi and then they have shachis to it. I mean, this is important to mention.
Shmuel was saying that Shabbos is in your kedusha. That's what the
point. He doesn't bring that svar. He brings the Mogen Giborim, but he says that he's obligated to do most of it. B'chlal. I want to say even according to the svar in the hold, you can't do it. But for maybe Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur is different because it's rachmi.
But the svar of Mogen Giborim is the same svar that.
They used to be Rachmi, right.
It's Kedusha.
He didn't say Kedusha is the one or the other one. He says the Rachmi. He says it used to be Rachmi. In Yerushalmi, it's measured as Rachmi.
It's the same idea. It's
so he connects that, right. Just to end, this will end, the last sentence is that really just to mention, the Shtibur and Maisa Paskins, for us, it brings a whole discussion, it depends on Machlokes, the Rambam and the Ramban, that other tefillahs women are obligated to do. At least Shachas and Urcha. There is what to be Soymichon, because the Rambam holds they're not obligated to do it. But according to the Rambam, comes out now. According to the Ramban, it's a din derabbanan. The Rabbanan did it also on woman. So the whole discussion we have is regarding Musaf. Are they obligated? Not obligated? Can take upon himself or not? But the way Mishmar Baskets, Shachris and Mincha, is something that a woman in general is obligated to do.